Okay, this is the Past is Prime podcast. I'm Jim Dizidore. Mike is here working the board, and we're going to discuss a little bit about the NFL draft, the upcoming NFL draft. We're taping this on Tuesday. The draft is Thursday. I'm going to concentrate on a couple of things. The New York Giants, of course, and talk a little bit about the Jets. I'm going to give you a couple of my picks, early round picks here. I'm going to start with the Chicago Bears. They have the first pick. No doubt, consensus first pick is going to be Caleb Williams, a quarterback from USC. He is, from everybody's talking about him, the next Patrick Mahomes. He can do it all. Had a bad season, but USC's football team was not a good football team last year. You can't put the blame on him. He's just a generational talent, as they like to say. Can't miss. That's my first pick. The second pick, Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. A step below, a little bit below Caleb Williams, but still a very, very good quarterback. The Commanders kind of ticked him off a little bit. They brought in him and three other quarterbacks and some other players at the same time. They wanted to see how he would get and be with some other players and how he would communicate with them, who would be like the alpha in the room. They went to play Top Golf. It was leaked out that his agent and him were a little upset that they might not want to go to the Commanders. But when push comes to shove on Thursday night, they'll be taking Jaden Daniels. Now, here's where it's going to get interesting, I think. The New England Patriots draft third. Now, Drake May was supposedly the third best quarterback in this draft, but his stock has been dropping ever since from his pro day, which was horrible. He missed a lot of throws. He just didn't. And if you're not good on your pro day, when the pressure's on, the cameras are there, the other scouts are there from other teams, the general managers, the coaches from other teams are there, and you don't really perform well at your pro day, you've got an issue. So his stock is dropping. So here's where I think it's going to get interesting. The Minnesota Vikings have two picks in the first round. Yeah, number 11, and then they also have pick number 23. There's talk that they could package both picks, one of the picks along with, this is how crazy it might be, Justin Jefferson leaving along with one of the picks to go to New England. There's talk that they may go to number 4 to trade with the Arizona Cardinals. They want J.J. McCarthy. That's the quarterback they want. Now, will that quarterback drop to 11? You never know how the board's going to break out. But the Vikings definitely need a quarterback since Kirk Cousins left to go to the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll see what happens there. But I think that is a possibility right now. That's a definite possibility.
Odd if they were to get rid of Justin Jefferson and draft a quarterback, well, right?
It would be odd, Mike. But the reason is, they're going to bring in a rookie quarterback. Justin Jefferson's going to want a ton of cash. He's going to want to be paid in the $30, $31 million. He's going to want to be paid as a top wide receiver in football. So if you're going to bring in a rookie quarterback, if he starts getting upset, he's not getting the ball, things aren't going well, maybe you move him. And then you don't have to give up one of your two draft picks. Would New England want that? Would they want to drop down to 11? They need help. They don't have a quarterback either. Drake May was always predicted early on, like I said, to go to New England. Mm-hmm. But like I said, his stock has dropped. There's Bo Nix is out there. There's Michael Penix Jr. is out there. There's quarterbacks out there. They only have like Bailey Zappe right now and Jacoby Brissett. So they don't have a great quarterback. They have a couple of backups, basically, is what that team's got right now. But the Arizona Cardinals are at 4. They can move down. They can look for players. They need players. The Los Angeles Chargers are number 5 pick. They can also move down. And the Giants are number 6. Now, there's talk the Giants want to move up in the draft to get a quarterback, which would be the biggest mistake they can make. Because if they were going to look for a quarterback, then why did you sign Daniel Jones and let this guy suffer the slings and arrows that he suffered last year, getting knocked around, getting injured? They lost him halfway through the season. Tyrod Taylor is now gone too. They've got Drew Lock as their backup. You've got to see what Daniel Jones is going to do if you paid him this much money. You've got to see. Because you let Saquon go to the Eagles. And now you have what on offense with this team? So the Giants do not need to move up to draft a quarterback. What they need to do, and hopefully they will do, is draft a wide receiver is what they need in the worst way. And that would be, my opinion, Malik Nabers, the wide receiver from LSU. This guy is a combination from all the reports you see. I watched a couple of LSU games. Let's take a little bit of Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase and put it together, and you've got Malik Nabers. He's that good of a wide receiver. He can run a slant for 70 yards. He's got quickness. He can run all the routes. He knows football. He knows everything there is to know. And he can make this Giant team a lot better because it'll be a weapon that they don't have on offense. They have nothing on offense. Their offense is absolutely atrocious. We've got to hope their offense... Look, it all hinges on the offensive line for the Giants anyway. They have to be able to protect. But if they can, Nabers will be their true number one. He had a great, great season at LSU. And it just, to me, it would be... Unless the Chargers stay at 5... Because the Chargers lost all their wide receivers. Keenan Allen was traded to the Bears. Mike Williams signed with the Jets. So now you've got a quarterback in Justin Herbert.
Who has nobody to throw to.
But has nobody to throw to. But Jim Harbaugh, who is now the new Chargers coach, likes one thing. He likes to run the football. He may go for an offensive lineman. He may take Joe Alt, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame, to get, you know, to work on the run game more and open it up maybe a little bit of the passing because it is a pretty deep draft. If they do move down, they can get a wide receiver or they stay at 5. But the big thing for the Giants is they have to get a receiver, and Malik Nabers is the best. Now, I know everybody was saying early on it's Marvin Harrison Jr., and he's great too, don't get me wrong. But there's just something about Nabers who I think is much better than Marvin Harrison. There's other receivers too in the draft, which was Rome Odunze from Washington that the Giants were also talking about maybe getting. But he's predicted to go later in the draft, later in the round. He'll still go in the first round, but not a top 5 or top 10 pick. Nabers is head and shoulders above all the other wide receivers in the draft. Brian Thomas Jr. is also a wide receiver from LSU. He's very good too, but I don't think they would take him with the 6th pick, the Giants. If Nabers is there, if not, I could see the Giants taking Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia. They haven't had a great tight end since, you know, Mark Bavaro, as far as I'm concerned. The Jeremy Shockey, the whole thing when they got Shockey, he was going to be this great tight end. It didn't work out. And then they got Darren Waller last year. And trust me, I had him in fantasy. The guy never played.
Yeah.
But it was not totally to blame. He was hurt or he was dropping passes or Daniel Jones didn't get a chance to throw the football. So it's kind of a... And they're saying he might even retire Waller. I just saw today he's getting divorced after 1 year, too. Yes. So I'm sure he's got things going on in his head. But the Giants have to get an offensive weapon, something, a safety net for Daniel Jones, because they need
so
something.
So you're in on Jones for another... Well, I mean, because of the deal or because you like
well,
Jones?
Well, I think if you have him, you got to keep him. You've got to see what he can do. You've got to hope that the offensive line can block for him, but you got to give him weapons. You lose Saquon.
Yeah.
The Tyrod Taylor's gone. Drew Locke is their backup. If he gets hurt again, they'll just let him go, and then they'll start from scratch. But if you move up the Giants, let's say, and you draft a quarterback, and they finish 5-12 or 4-13 or 7-10, that coaching staff might not even be there next year.
Yeah. And then the new coach...
A new staff comes in, and then they're like, well, I don't know about this guy.
Is there anyone outside of Caleb Williams, because he's obviously the first overall, is there anybody, even if it's unrealistic, who would be there that you'd say, okay, if he's available, take him as a quarterback? Or are you all in on getting a weapon for Jones?
I would say you've got to get a weapon because, look, if you're going to bring it,
if every other quarterback's available,
if JJ McCarthy is there at six, let's say, I would say to the Giants, get the best offer you can and move down.
And so even if a great quarterback is there, you say
because the two best are Daniels and Williams.
Yes,
no question
and
about.
They're going to be one and two.
They're going to be one
Giants
and two.
Giants aren't going to ever have a show.
Now you know there's Bo Nix, there's Michael Penix Jr., there's JJ McCarthy. They're good quarterbacks, but are you going to give them the keys to the car and running if Jones can't do it with no really weapons that you have? Why would you want to move up in the draft?
Yeah.
What would be your point when your offensive line's been a disaster for years? You lose Saquon, so they brought in guys for the, you know, running backs, and they're going to probably draft running backs later on in the draft. But why are you going to bring in a rookie and hinge all your hopes on this guy to turn the team around if Jones can't play? You've got to play him because you paid him $40 million or whatever it was in that range. You could have franchise tagged him for 1 year and then see what happens in his fifth year. But to do this right now would be, you know, coaching suicide, because there's one guy lingering out there that said that if he had to come back or could come back, one of the teams he'd love to come back and coach would be the New York Football Giants, and that's Bill Belichick.
Mm.
So Belichick said there's three teams, Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys, are his three teams that he was really looking to. He interviewed with the Atlanta Falcons. That didn't work out. There was rumors that Kraft said things to the owner, Arthur Blank, that don't bring him in or whatever. But he loves the Giants. He's been a Giant assistant coach. He's one of the greatest coaches ever. He's lingering out there. You want to pin your hopes on bringing in a J.J. McCarthy? Now, if it's Caleb Williams and you have the number one pick, yeah, you make that call. You have no choice. If it's Jaden Daniels, but the Giants can't move up to two because, first of all, the Commanders aren't going to say, oh, yeah, in our own division, we'll let you take the second-best quarterback we think in the draft.
Yeah.
They're going to take him. There's no question about it.
They're going to take him just to say you can't take him.
Right. But they also need a quarterback, the Commanders. They've got a new coach now in Dan Quinn, left the Cowboys defensive coordinator. Now he's with the Cowboys. So, to me, you either stay at six. If neighbors, let's say the Los Angeles Chargers decide, all right, we're going to take a wide receiver, we're going to give Herbert something to deal with, they take neighbors. Now you're sitting there going, we're at six. Marvin Harrison, I think, is going to go to the Arizona Cardinals. So two of the best are gone already. So now the Minnesota Vikings might be saying, hey, Giants, we got the 11th pick. We've got the 23rd pick. Do you want to make that deal, drive down to 11, get maybe we could throw in a second-round pick, too? They won't give up two number ones for him. But if I'm the Giants, I'll say, all right, we'll take the 11th pick, maybe they still get Brock Bowers. Maybe then they'll draft a Brian Thomas, a wide receiver, but they have to do something. The Giants only have six picks. The 6th, the 47th, and the 70th are really going to get impact players. Then they draft 107, 166, and 183. So you get later rounds, 4th round, 5th round picks. They've got to make a splash with their first three picks, but they've got to get something to make you want to watch them. They're one of the worst rosters in football when you look at it at for offensive line, for wide receivers. They don't really have a lot of talent on this team. So you either going to acquire picks or you're going to make a splash and get neighbors. Because now, Minnesota might want to move up to 4. They might want to move up to 5. The Giants can't really move up anywhere. They don't have enough to give to get. And is it worth giving up all this when you just drafted Daniel Jones and you see he did lead them to the playoffs? He did win a playoff game. He did do some good things. He got hurt this past year, but he got hurt for one reason that nobody blocked for this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was the Cowboy game, what did he have? Sack. Seattle, he got, you know, mowed down like 9-10 times. The Cowboys, the game against the Cowboys, he was getting, you know, thrown down all the time. It's just, I'm a little upset talking about them here because they've got to do something to make them watchable. in a league where people score points, when you watch the Kansas City Chiefs, or you know, and or the San Francisco 49ers, and you see point, or the Eagles, there's weapons all around. And even they're not even great weapons on the Chiefs, but look what he did. He loses Tyreek Hill, he still wins it, but he's got Kelce. He has players, they can run the ball a little bit. Their defense was better. The Giants, neither side of the ball, like, scares you. Yes, they have decent players on defense, but there's not that one or two guys that can say they can turn a game around. On offense, it was Saquon last year. And then Daniel Jones gets hurt. So you key on Saquon, and your whole team just falls apart. They have glimpses and glimmers of hope, and then all of a sudden it's taken away. This is what the Giants have done. You know, they won a playoff game 2 years ago. Everybody was excited for the last season. Oh, this is going to be great. They're going to come in and they're going to win and maybe 10 games, make the playoffs. They had a disastrous season. That's why they're drafting sixth.
Yeah,
they have to do something. So if they can get Neighbors, you stay there. If you want Brock Bowers, he's a great tight end. He's a big target. He's a safety valve for Daniel Jones or Drew Lock if Jones misses a game or two. But you're going to bring in a rookie. You're going to move up.
Now, is Tommy DeVito on the team anymore?
DeVito's on the team.
I mean, he's not going
to
be.
But he's not there. They signed Drew Lock to be the number two. Okay. He would be like their number three emergency or whatever.
Their emergency guy.
But the thing is, then you're going to bring in J.J. McCarthy, let's say, if they want to move up. What are you going to give up to get him? Your first round pick this year, a number two pick this year. They need to acquire draft picks and players. They don't need, we're going to put all our chips in one basket, Michael, and decide that he's going to lead us to the promised land. He's a good quarterback, but he's not a top echelon quarterback. He's going to need a year or 2 years to maybe take over a franchise. I'm not saying he couldn't, but they don't have the time to work on a rookie quarterback right now. They have to win now. They can't wait for 2 years with J.J. McCarthy if this team is going to look that way. Now, is their offensive line? That's the key to them. They have to get better. They have to be able to protect who's ever behind them. You know, if it's Jones or it's Locke or if they get a quarterback. But they don't need that right now because you've got to see why pay all that money to Daniel Jones? Why give him this money? Why worry about, let's say, oh, somebody else is going to want them? If somebody else wants him and he's not that good, or you think he's going to be this, I don't even know what you think he's going to be, because he hasn't really had the time to progress, because he definitely took a step back last year because of the injury, and he's out was out most of the year. So the Giants are in desperate need right now for offensive help, defensive help. Quarterback is like 50th on their list of things they can get to.
Because it's not like they were a quarterback away.
No.
It's not like if they had a guy who can make a throw, they were going to make the playoffs.
Correct.
They were completely.
Right. They need help everywhere. On the defensive side of the ball, offensive side of the ball, they need even backups. If injuries hit, they're not a deep team either. So you have to be able to either get a guy that's an impact player in Malik Neighbors, which is something that I'm hoping that the draft works out that way, because it is going to be a key. If it's either going to be Arizona or the Chargers or the Patriots, Minnesota's going to move up. Minnesota might say, well, we'll give you both picks. Or we'll, and a number two next year. But they want, from what everything I've read and heard, they want a quarterback. And I think J.J. McCarthy is the guy they want. Drake May, like I said earlier, was somebody that was touted as this guy's a can't miss. He's the third best quarterback or second best quarterback in this draft before Jaden Daniels had this great year at LSU. But he's got some flaws in his delivery. They say he's got some upper body issues and footwork issues. So if you've got that, that's not going to be your guy. J.J. McCarthy is the number three quarterback in the draft. Now, can they work with him? They need a quarterback with Kirk Cousins going. So maybe they move up. Maybe they see the board and they go to the Giants at six and say, hey, you know, would you consider? And then the Giants say, yeah, we'll move down. We'll stock up on some draft picks and we'll get some players to help us to make us better. But it's going to be very interesting in the top half of the draft to see what happens. Now, for the Jets, they have except for quarterback play, a complete roster what they've got. They're really, when you look at them, they're good on offense. They've got weapons on offense. Their defense is one of the top maybe 5-10 in the league. So I could see them, maybe they draft a Brock Bowers if the Giants don't, if the neighbors things falls apart, to give Aaron Rodgers another weapon. Or do they look for an offensive lineman? And there's a lot of good offensive linemen there. There's J.C. Latham of Alabama. There's Joe Alt of Notre Dame. There's Troy Fontenot of a guard from Washington. There's really, really good offensive linemen.
There's I know you were talking about the Jets, not to derail you, but before you, because I was seeing this just reported just a few moments ago, so I want to see what you think. Apparently, the Giants have been in touch with the Patriots and the Cardinals to try to get Drake May.
That would be.
So what do you think with that news that it was reported today as we are recording that?
Disastrous.
And all the reasons you've said before, you don't want a quarterback, but also he's not the one you want.
He's not the one. If I was going to draft a quarterback, I would take J.J. McCarthy over Drake May.
Really?
I would. I don't know what they see in Drake May. I mean, his pro day was atrocious.
Yes.
That's number one. Now, look, I don't want to kill the kid. He's like 21, 22 years old. You know what I mean?
It's not like he's going to fall to the Giants. They're trading up for him.
They're trading up for them. Why would you give picks away when you need picks? Quarterback is not your biggest need right now. Unless it was Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. Then you would offer the moon for him if you could. But the Giants can't even do that. But why would you take Drake May of all the quarterbacks that has a lot of work to be done? He doesn't have injuries like Michael Penix had, you know, shoulders injuries, ACL. That's the thing they worry about him. But he could throw the ball. He's got a cannon for an arm. But Drake May is a work in progress. So why would you bring him into a team that's not just a quarterback away, and he's also someone that you're going to have to work with. Now, they think they're going to what? Turn him into what?
Yeah, and
Patrick Mahomes?
And a lot of teams, I know I talked to you about this not on the podcast, a team like the Packers, how they had Favre and drafted Rodgers, made him sit for a few years and do the same thing with Love with that.
It's like
a lot of NFL teams now culturally, they don't give these players a chance to, hey, we're going to draft you, but sit for a year or 2 years or three, and then you're going to start for us. It's always like, hey, you're 20, 21, we're going to throw you right in as a starter and see what you could do.
Mahomes sat for a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But then they said, well, wait a minute, no offense to Alex Smith.
Because what would they do now? They would trade up to get this guy, and they're not going to sit him behind Daniel Jones, are they?
Well, we'll see when they go to camp, like in July, when the camp's open, really. Yeah. Now there's just OTAs and whatever. But if you're looking at this guy and he doesn't wow you...
Let's just say that they do that. Let's just pretend that they trade up to get this guy.
Yeah.
Are you starting Jones week one, or are you starting this kid?
Well, here's the other thing. Is Jones going to be ready for week one?
Yeah,
we hope that he's going to be ready, but he's coming off a serious injury, so now we got to see if he's going to... But how long? Then what do? You sign Daniel Jones. You made this monetary effort to keep him with you because you believed in him. And now you're going to say, oh, guess what? Now we're going to draft Drake May.
Do you think there's a potential they're trying to trade up because, like you mentioned, but are they worried that he's not going to be there for week one, Jones? Are they worried this injury is
Could, that's why you brought in Drew Lock, though, to be your backup. Yeah. I mean, Tyrod Taylor left. He's with the Jets now.
Yes.
So now you bring in Drew Lock. You let him play a couple of games. You see, then what was the point? What was the idea of signing Daniel Jones then? You could have just franchised him for a year, see what happens, and then look for a quarterback. You know, you just don't draft a quarterback to draft a quarterback. You draft a quarterback what you think. The Giants drafted Daniel Jones very high.
They did.
Now they're like, oh, we're going to draft another quarterback really high in the draft. And for what? To have this offensive line and have him get bludgeoned to death, you know, for that, a year or two?
Because Jones could arguably be a better quarterback if he didn't get, you know, demolished this first few seasons.
You're taking, you know, his confidence away. This past season, this guy said, hike, and every defensive player on whatever team it was like, oh, you want to hit him? You want me to hit him? Or we'll all hit him. You can't expect a guy like that to go back every time.
When he was playing last year against the 49ers early on, and you saw him, Daniel Jones, the line, just seeing everybody, well, like it was scary for him.
There was the Cowboys game. It was the Seattle game. It was ridiculous what was going on with Daniel Jones. And it's not his fault. If you don't have, you know, a couple of seconds to throw a football, you're not going to be able to. Yeah. And then what are you throwing to? There's nobody open. If you cover Saquon, your offense was gone.
And like you said, that was last year. Now there's no Saquon.
And Waller was, like I said, Waller was just, he was hurt. You never even knew it was upper body, lower body, this part of my body. He was out.
Yeah, they treat him like a hockey player where they only gave you upper or lower.
Right. I never knew what was wrong with this guy. Is he going to play? I don't know. He's a late minute scratcher, you know, an hour before, 2 hours before game time. Well, Waller's out again. That was supposed to be their security blanket for Daniel Jones. Oh, he's going to open up the field. He's going to be a target for him. Now, look, he got hurt. Whatever, it happens and things like that, but it was a bust. But the Giants have to get somebody that can make it exciting on that team.
For Jones, you have
to do something to give Daniel Jones or Drew Lock or Drake May, God help us. Mm-hmm. No offense,
No.
Maybe he'll turn out to be great, but the Giants don't need that right now.
Because it's funny, like you said, no offense to Drake May, but it's also almost good for him, because it's like you want to get drafted by the Giants and get absolutely pounded your first career games, and then like end up injury prone and then not starting somewhere.
Unless that offensive line turns around, they suddenly are able to block for the run and the pass and open up things that make the Giants at least interesting to watch. I mean, you know, there's no like Lamar Jackson's going to bail him out. There's no Justin Herbert that's going to bail him out either. You know what I mean? Because those are great talents. They can do things. Jones was even able to run a little bit before these injuries the year before.
Yeah.
He was another weapon for them. But the guy was getting hit even when he was running. You know what I mean? So it's not like, you know, you can't keep getting pounded week after week and 2 years in a row and then see what happens. Last year, he's out. It can't happen. And it's frustration for a Giant fan. I know Steven must be, Steve must be coming out of his ears.
He's Mr. Basketball, but he's, you know.
He is Mr. Basketball, but he is Mr. Well, he wanted Daboll gone, you know.
Last year he wanted him
exactly.
Gone,
he was out before, you know, things turned around, you know, the year before. And now it's, what, year three with Daboll or whatever? It's like a nightmare with this guy. You know what I mean? Let's either got to fish or cut bait with him. But he's going to turn, what, Drake May into Caleb Williams or Justin Herbert or, you know, Trevor Lawrence or whatever. It's going to take time. And that's one thing the Giants don't have is time. Especially if the Jets, if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy this year, the Jets are going to, I predict, are going to be in a playoff contention this year.
We can turn it back to the Jets pick because I know I derailed you. Seen that before. I wanted to talk to you.
Look, the Jets draft 10th. They can go a lot of different ways. They can shore up their offensive line. They're a little bit older. That's the weakest link on the Jets is their offensive line. But they brought in some players to help the offensive line out. Now, obviously, if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, plays well, do you go get, you know, Brock Bowers, the tight end, give him yet another weapon to add on offense? Their defense is solid, very solid. It's a top 5-10 defense. They have playmakers on both sides of the ball, where the Giants don't have any playmakers.
Now, the Jets just traded, who was their backup?
Zach Wilson went to the Broncos.
So
he went to Denver.
Do you think at 10 they take a quarterback who's available?
No. They
wouldn't do that to
Rodgers?
No,
they won't do that to Rodgers at 10.
Well,
because
I'm only thinking, I mean, if he was out all that, isn't he the oldest tenured player
he's
now?
He's 40. He's just turned 40 or is about to turn 40.
And coming off a full
They won't take a quarterback in the first round. Because they're going to hitch everything they've got to him now and say, look, if you stay healthy, this is a team that can go far. Yes. What hurt Zach Wilson last year is when Rodgers went down, they kind of just said to him, what plays work for you, they kind of tried to stay in the Aaron Rodgers system, which is an Aaron Rodgers system. He was supposed to sit and watch it and see how it's done. They never kind of made adjustments for him. It was more like, just run that offense that Aaron Rodgers had. Don't worry about everything else. But unfortunately, the team just fell apart. When you're just saying, we're a quarterback away, we have Aaron Rodgers, we can go playoffs, you know, and an AFC championship, maybe Super Bowl. He was that one piece. Now, what they have to do is, since Zach Wilson, now the guy is...
The distraction
and
is
he's
gone.
Going to Denver, and Sean Payton is going to be his coach, and he's worked with Drew Brees and great quarterbacks over time. He knows, and he can just sit and just figure out what's going on. And listen and take
Which
things in.
Which is another thing we got to get into later. Sean Payton running Russell Wilson out of there, and now he's stuck with Zach Wilson. You know, that's kind of funny.
But don't think that they may not draft a quarterback too in the first round. Denver, they may take Bo Nix.
What pick do they have?
The Denver Broncos are drafting. Let me see right now where they're drafting 12th right now.
Okay,
so.
I mean, not Caleb Williams talent, but there'll be talent at quarterback.
Let's just say J.J. McCarthy
could drop to that.
Could drop. But I think Minnesota will move up ahead of them and take them. Mm-hmm. Which was funny. When he was the coach in New Orleans, they wanted to draft Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs moved up one spot ahead of them. And took Mahomes. They were all set to take Mahomes.
So that would be funny if they're like, oh, we can get McCarthy and the Vikings.
And then the Vikings move up. Or the Mike. This is what I'm saying. McCarthy is better, I think, than Drake May. Drake May is a work in progress. Not that J.J. McCarthy isn't. But he's more fixable because it seems like when you watch him, he's got either mechanics upper body or his footwork isn't good. So the Giants want to take a guy that they're going to need
talking about
Drake May. If Minnesota moves up and takes J.J. McCarthy, it's telling you a lot about if Drake May and J.J. McCarthy are there, what would you want? New England's going to take, if it's going to take a bidding war, Minnesota can say, look, you know, pie in the sky, we'll give you Justin Jefferson in the 11th pick, or we give you our two number ones. Or a one and a two this year and a one or a two next year, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, some combination.
We can work it out because you're moving up eight spots.
So that
if you go to New England.
Big haul.
New England holds the key. Arizona at four also. They can go up there. But it depends. The Giants are going to go up to New England and say, we'll give you our first this year, a second this year, a first next. For Drake May? You got to be kidding me. You need other things. Let's see what Daniel Jones is going to do. Let's not just leave it as, oh, Drake May is going to be our savior, because you may not be there next year. If they have a horrendous year.
Oh, this is definitely a make it or for Dayball.
Right.
He's going to be out.
Exactly.
If they're not even.
I mean, look at all the quarterbacks. The coaches have been there and gone. I mean, you know, they don't keep them after a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, done with you, and they have to move on. The Giants, you know, for everything too, they don't want the Jets to succeed and outdo them and take, you know, publicity away and whatever. The Giants own New York because the Jets have not been great. But if it's turned around with Aaron Rodgers and the Giants are sitting there with Drake May and, Brian Daboll, I don't know what's going on with the hat pulled down by his, you know, you can barely see the guy walking around. You know, you saw what happened to Joe Judge, you know. Gone. You know what I mean? He's here and gone. You know, so this to me is crazy for the Giants to do this. They cannot take, if look, if you're going to move up and you take J.J. McCarthy, I'll say, all right, but I still won't be happy about it. Like I said.
Well, because you're saying that they could, like, you know, some teams could take him, even you're saying you can drop to 10th. You wouldn't right. have to trade up for J.J.
Because you
might
never
be
know.
There at 6 if you're dead set on taking a quarterback.
There's a lot of different things that go on, a lot of things that are put out there, like, oh, J.J. McCarthy, or, you know, well, maybe we don't, we'll take, listen, the Commanders might say, oh, well, what are you going to offer us for Jaden Daniels? We'll move down. We really like Drake May. Or because early on, Drake May was like, it was Caleb Williams, Drake May. Jaden Daniels was not even, you know, early on in preseason college football or early on in the season in college football, it was, you know, Drake May. This guy, it's Caleb Williams, Drake May. It's Caleb Williams, Drake May. Now, Drake May is like the fourth quarterback when you're looking at it. You know, with the
fourth or fifth,
because of his season he had and the pro day that he had, he didn't really impress anything. And if you, like I said, if you're not good in your pro day, when everything is scripted, when you're short arming or overthrowing or underthrowing, when everybody's watching you and the lights are on, that's not a good sign for what you're going to do when. Eleven people are coming at you on defense to knock your head off, which could happen if he's with the Giants, because as we've seen, that happens a lot with them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why your quarterback is, we're still worrying about it and wondering about it. But that's the whole thing with this thing. If you're not gonna stay at 6, and if you're gonna try to move up and take a quarterback when you need so many other things, it's just like you're just saying, we don't know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, it just seems like, well, maybe, possibly, this guy is good. He's not going to turn your franchise around in a year or two, and you're not going to be there in a year or two. You're going to be gone.
Not to be a conspiracy, but, you know, with the, like you said, with Belichick being out there. And
right.
then also there's been always talk. I mean, how many times in the season has been talk of Tomlin being fired with that, who would also be a tremendous hire?
Absolutely.
Because he's one of the best coaches in
Absolutely.
Football. There could almost be like a thing with the Giants being like, we'll trade up, we'll get a quarterback, get rid of Daboll, and then we'll hire Belichick, and he's got a new, you know, fresh
right.
quarterback to work on, you know?
Right.
But that's a lot of ifs.
It's a tremendous lot of ifs. And he might be thinking, geez, Drake May, he might be thinking, well, maybe I'll go to the Cowboys or the Eagles if I can.
Yeah,
next
Belichick,
year.
Yeah.
It's like
it
the Giants
on,
pro, because
they want to come to the Giants
right.
also.
He doesn't want to come back, and he wants to beat Don Shula's record, and he's a couple of wins away, winning his coach. But if you look at it, Andy Reid just signed a 5-year deal. If he continues to win like he is, he's going to pass Don Shula as the number one, because Belichick might not get a job anywhere. Maybe the Giants, you know, who knows? I don't want to get into what Bill Belichick may do, but mentioning the Giants, because he loves the Giants.
It is a point to say, like, you don't want to, I mean, if he, you know, he would want to break the record.
Right.
That would be the only incentive he would have to come back. And he could look at the Giants and say, that's not the team to do it.
Let's say the Eagles job opens up, you got Jalen Hurts. Cowboys job opens up, you got Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Giants job opens up, you got what? Drake May?
Yeah.
You got Daniel Jones, we don't even know. Drew Locke? What do you think he's going to look at? They go from 1 to 3 on the list. They'll say, well, I got Dak in Dallas. They have a good roster. They win 12 games, 11 games. The Eagles go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so where do you think he might go?
Yeah.
He's not going to look at the Giants. And then you're going to bring in what? A quarterback guru? That's what Daboll is supposed to be.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the guy.
Was the guy. Josh Allen. Josh Allen's had good years without Brian Daboll being there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest about it. When you have a generational talent like Josh Allen, you're a lot better coach than when you have a bad offensive line and Daniel Jones. It makes a big difference to have somebody that's can throw the ball 70 yards. And I'm not taking anything away from Daniel Jones, because the guy's never really been given a chance. He's been in a league where...
No, I think if anything, you're giving him more credit than a lot of other
people. I don't like to...
Which I'm not knocking him or not, but I'm saying you're being way more than fair than with Daniel
Because
Jones.
You know why? He came there, Saquon got hurt,
yes.
right? One of the years he was there. So, okay, so now you're big... The guy that you're hinging basically your offense on in Saquon is now gone. Then what are you looking at as other receivers? What do I have here? You've never surrounded the guy in a league where it's offensive happy, where defensive players can't even really look at players, you know, on off, and they get penalties.
Yeah.
So now you put him in a position where, okay, Daniel Jones is coming back, but we're going to decide, Daniel, on our first pick, when we're drafting sixth, or we could move down to get maybe more players, we're going to draft a developmental quarterback at six or three.
Yeah.
When he's not even, you know, even though, like, a lot of guys have him on there, like Mel Kiper still has him up high on his board, and other players do, other personnel people do too. But it's a work. You want somebody that's going to come in like Caleb Williams. Look, the Bears traded Justin Fields, who isn't a horrible quarterback, Justin Fields. Was just in a position where, you know,
I think he'll be the starter, maybe not week one.
Right.
In Pittsburgh. I think he'll win out that job.
Middle of
eventually.
The year, if they're floundering, he'll take over. Absolutely, I agree with you. Unless Russell Wilson, you know, has a epiphany.
Yeah, I could be wrong. He could play like, you know, Super but he Bowl is going to Russell Wilson.
He's going to a place though where he's wanted, as opposed to a place where, like, I don't want to pay this guy $30 million. We're going to sit this guy because we don't want to pay him a roster bone. You know, we're going to pay him more money. It didn't work. No. And Sean Payton didn't. It's when the head coach doesn't pick you, and when he gets there and you don't perform like he wants you to perform. He was hard on Russell Wilson. Yes. He was, you know, you saw like the attitude that he had towards him. Yeah, he wasn't thrilled with him. So when you have that, now he's going to a place like, hey, you guys want me? We can work together. Mm. Tomlin's going to run the ball, do what he does, like he does every year.
I mean, Pittsburgh was a quarterback away last year from being a great team.
That's the, and what they do is they go, they sign one and say, and then they get a backup in Justin Fields, where you can even run a package with, you know, Justin Fields. Hey Russell, we're going to sit for like two series. We're going to try Justin as like maybe running the ball a little quick pass, whatever. It opens up and it gives you things. What they're going to sit Daniel Jones and play Drake May? It would make no sense to me. It would make no sense to me. But you know what? Trying to figure out the Giants, it's an impossible thing. But those are the scenarios that I see. I haven't even finished it's been so crazy trying to do this because trades and trades and trades.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about who's going to move up, who's going to move back. But to me, with the Giants talking about moving up was driving me crazy. I'm like, look, if you're going to move up and draft a receiver, if you're worried, okay, I could see it. Because I think he's that good. But you can't go and say, we're going to draft a quarterback when you don't need a quarterback.
Yeah,
they don't at this point because like, you know what? If you're bad next year, there's going to be other quarterbacks coming out.
Yeah, there's a whole new draft.
A whole new draft class, and it's too early to tell. You know, from college, who and what it'll be because nobody was talking Jaden Daniels, even though he's good at Arizona State and transferred to LSU. He wasn't. It was Drake May. It was J.J. McCarthy, and it was Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams. That's all you heard. Things happen during the course of a year, but let's say Drake May comes in half the year and he's pulls a Zach Wilson on them. Yeah. Then what do they do?
He pulls a Zach
Wilson. Now we drafted this guy number three, and he's, or four, whatever, if they move up a couple of spots, then what do they do? Now they're going to have a new coaching staff, a new GM, and a quarterback that we're like, and then what do we still do with Daniel Jones? What do we do? We've ruined this guy. Basically, and now we're going to ruin Drake May. Because if you're wrong on a quarterback, you're wrong not just for a year, you're wrong for a couple of years.
Yeah, wasn't because, 3 to 4 years after getting drafted round?
If you draft a quarterback in the top 10 or like with Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones, and look what happened. Look with the 49ers. Trey Lance is now on Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave up a boatload to get him. You know, Jordan Love sat for years, to your point. Took it in, had some bad games, but look what they did in the playoffs this year.
Yes.
But they saw the talent, but they drafted him.
Because they had the luxury with Aaron Rodgers to work on.
And he
Jordan
got drafted
Love.
In the 20s, not like what San Francisco did with Trey Lance, fourth pick. When now, then you get the guy drafted in the seventh round who leads you to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Mr. Irrelevant. So you know, Brock Purdy. So yes. Think of it that way. You could find, if it's there, Tom Brady, 199 pick. You know, I'm not saying, you know.
No, not everybody's Tom Brady, but there's other things available.
Exactly. Look at Lamar Jackson. They traded back in the first round to get Lamar Jackson. It wasn't even going to be a first round pick because, oh, he's not a quarterback. But there was talent. The man had talent, won a Heisman Trophy, and they doubted him. Drake May.
I feel like what you're bringing up with all those teams in San Francisco and, you know, the Ravens and just, you know, the Chiefs is right. That they built great teams and then found a quarterback.
Right.
I mean, the San Francisco, I mean, I remember the whole narrative about it before the start of this most recent season was that, oh, Brock Purdy is only good because San Francisco is the best offensive and defensive team in the league. And it's like, and of course, Brock Purdy, again, he proved that he's a star. But like, these teams built great teams and then found a quarterback. Mahomes wasn't a first overall pick in the draft. The Chiefs, like you said, at the time especially, had Tyreek Hill, had Travis Kelce. They had great, great players. And then got
and a great coach that
built
the system in. The Giants don't have that. They're still trying to find
through, the five coaches that have only lasted like two or three years each time?
It's brutal.
After Coughlin, they
have Shermer. You know,
Shermer, McAdoo, Judge, now Dable. None of these coaches have lasted more than three seasons.
No. And this is what you want every 3 years. I'm not saying they have to say like Mike Tomlin or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years, whatever. But there has to be building blocks. And that's a great point you brought up. There were great teams that these guys went to. The Giants aren't a great team. So even if Drake May is a good quarterback, let's say.
Yeah.
What is around me? What do I do with... Oh, I don't have anybody to throw to because nobody can get separation.
Because you brought up earlier, I mean, Daniel Jones had Saquon, he got hurt. Then he got a new coach. Then they bring in Galladay at the end of his career. And then he retires. And then they bring in Waller, again, at the end of his career, injury prone. Now he might retire.
Right.
Now Saquon, after getting injured and then coming back, and now signs with the Eagles.
And having a good year, Saquon.
Yeah, great year.
He was. But now you're putting, you're giving your... Like that, he goes to a team that's got a ton of weapons already. So you're just adding another piece.
Jason Kelce said that he was so upset when he retired that they got Saquon because he's like, now we have another Super Bowl team.
Right.
Like with the running back there.
That's what it's going to do. So the Giants lose Saquon.
And by losing him too, by saying, oh, we're not going to pay a running back, they're basically saying, like, we're not a running back away from winning.
Right.
Correct. But then. Now they want to draft a quarterback as if they were going to be a quarterback away from winning.
And that's great. Those are great points. And the other thing is too, is that he's going to go to a team, Saquon, where he's just going to be another piece to the puzzle.
Yeah, he's not
going to be the focal point of the offense, which is what he was with the Jets. We're going to line him up. Maybe he'll catch a pass. But we need him to block because he knows blocking assignments because right away there's somebody coming at him, you know, at Jones. So you weaken your team at one of your only good positions you had. You weaken them now. So now you've got not, you know, okay,
because
they brought in some players.
Defenses coming in. No, they don't have to worry about the run game.
No.
Who is going to be the Giants starting running back?
Dobbins, I think.
I think,
that's horrible that I don't even.
We're Giants fans. But that was the point why I asked you. We're Giants fans and we don't know who's the starter.
There's no big back coming, you know, that they've got. I think it was,
Dobbins.
Was it Dobbins from the Ravens? I think.
Yes.
Now, I should know that and I should check that out, but I don't have my. It's silly. But I'm so annoyed because I've been so thinking about this whole thing with the quarterback situation, and they've got to draft a wide receiver. They have to, and they have to try to figure out if you're gonna move up. It's got to be Neighbors. It's got to be Malik Neighbors because that's the thing the Giants have to do. Because they've got six picks in this draft, six, and you know. Fifth round, sixth round picks aren't going to.
They have three that
really
matter.
Stick.
Really.
The first three are going to matter. 6, 47, and 70. So you've got three chances to hit on something in those three picks. So, or you trade down and get more picks.
Yeah.
Get, you know, Minnesota. If Minnesota see the board breaking and they're like, oh, I don't want to deal with this, they call the Giants at 6 and go, hey, we'll give you 11. or and Justin Jefferson. Pie in the sky probably won't happen because the Giants can't afford it because of the salary cap and whatever. But how about we give you 11, we'll give you two number ones, or we give you a one and a two this year and a one next year or something, yeah. Or a two next year.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're getting picks. Now we can maybe add some players to it. But you're going to move up to get a quarterback? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If it happens, it'll be crushing to the Giants.
So if that happens, because I will be getting this out tomorrow,
right.
This podcast out tomorrow, and then the draft will be Thursday. So if this happens on Thursday, you are already calling the season a bust.
I'm telling you right now, if they move up to draft Drake May, it would be one of the biggest. Now, look.
And you'd love
maybe
to be wrong.
Maybe he's going to turn her. I would love to be wrong.
I know that you'd love
to be
wrong.
I would love to be wrong.
But
I want players that are going to win now. I don't want to know Drake May is going to be great in 3 years.
Because the coaching staff isn't going to be there.
They're going to do exactly what you said. They're going to build a team around him. But I got to wait 3 years for that? When you don't have a team now and you're bringing him in, and you're not bringing him in to sit behind who?
Yeah, Jones.
Daniel Jones? Drake May, you're not drafting him to sit him for 2 years because then you're believing that Daniel Jones is going to turn it around. And if you believe that, then why draft him?
Yeah. It's like a double.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to bring this guy in. Hey, you wait.
And that,
he's going to be so good. But look, our team is getting
like
better.
Like you mentioned with Love, you don't trade up to sit him.
Right.
If you're trading up, he's the starter.
Right.
Essentially what you're saying to the world.
Exactly. They knew when Mahomes came into Kansas City and they saw Alex Smith and they said in camps, they were like, whoa.
Yeah.
That ball is a lot different and it's going a lot further. Now, no knock on Alex Smith. Alex Smith, whatever. But there's certain horses, certain courses. When it becomes a passing league, when it's wide open football and you have a guy like Mahomes, now he's unbelievable talent, whatever. Josh Allen, the same thing. Drake May is not—he's not going to turn your franchise around right away. He's basically almost in the same mold to me as Daniel Jones.
Yes.
And there's no weapons.
I'm happy you said that because the Giants between Eli, Daniel Jones, now this guy Drake May—they have a mold that they love of a quarterback,
right?
For better or for worse.
No emotion.
Yes.
Bland. Just see what you can do. Now look. I could be totally wrong, but you cannot, when you're this bad, draft a quarterback at number 3 or 4. You don't do it. You've got to accumulate talent, then move down. Let other teams come up and say to you, we'll give you this, we'll give you this. Oh, great, okay. Now you're building. You're building not only starters, but depth. Because once their starters go out, you see what happens to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they have a lot of young talent saying they're two guys away or three guys. There are a lot of players away for the Giants. They are. But if you bring in a neighbors, you're starting to build something. Like when they brought in Odell, it was Beckham. There was excitement. There was something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It only takes one guy maybe to turn it around and say, we're trying it. We're double covering this guy. Somebody else has got to be open or something's got to break. He could take a slant, this kid, and run 70 yards. He's that good. Now, look, if somebody comes up and drafts him before the Giants and they're stuck at 6 and they don't make the moves, you can't, all right, I can't blame you. But if you're going to move up, you move up to get Neighbors or Marvin Harrison or something. You've got to take a receiver.
Yeah, Neighbors is taken.
If Neighbors is taken,
then
let's say they move up to the Cardinals at 4, the Vikings. Okay, so they take J.J. McCarthy. But you cannot take Drake May. You can't sit there at 6 and take Drake May because nobody's going to take Drake May. I guarantee you. If you move up, it's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. The Patriots are already saying they'll trade out because they're in the same boat as the Giants. They have nobody. So, and they can get a Bo Nix or somebody later on. Whatever, okay? So now you got the Arizona Cardinals at 4. If they stay put, they're going to draft a wide receiver. So if you lose Neighbors, then you've got a couple other wide receivers you can go with. At 5, I can guarantee you that the Chargers are either going to take Joe Alt or they'll take a wide receiver. But here's the other thing. Jim McMahon is the coach of the Chargers. J.J. McCarthy, he says, the best quarterback in the draft. But when asked or talked about, would you trade Justin Herbert to bring in J.J. McCarthy? No. So you know he's not going to take a quarterback there. So there you go. So the Giants are sitting there with the pick of if Arizona trades out or they take Marvin Harrison Jr., you've got all these things to go with. The only team that you really got to worry about, I think, are the Chargers because they don't have any wide receivers. They lost Allen. You know, Allen got traded to the Bears, like we talked about, and Williams signed with the Jets. So they may take one to give him a weapon. You put those two together. You got a Burrow combination with Ja'Marr Chase. You've got Tyreek Hill when he was with Kansas City with Mahomes. So you've got something brewing there. But if
Tyreek Hill with Tua now.
Or with Tua, exactly. So if you're going to move up, take a receiver.
Yeah, like you mentioned, it's odd that you'd move up when there's no threat that this guy won't be there at six.
There's no. He's going to fall. Nobody's going to draft this guy in the top six. So then stay there and draft him and say, oh, look what we did. But who's going to take him? The Patriots aren't going to. If they're talking to the Patriots about moving up, it's pretty clear the Patriots aren't going to take Drake May.
Because then they would say, thanks, but no thanks, we're going to draft this kid.
And they might turn around, and then they might trade with the Giants, go to six, Drake May comes off the board, then the Vikings say, hey, we'll give you 11, and they draft out, and they're getting more picks, making their team better. And they say, oh, wow, J.J. McCarthy's there. We got a shot, because nobody's going to take him at 7, at 8, you know what I mean? They're not looking for quarterbacks. So the Vikings are really a big key in this whole thing, more so than even the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want Drake May. That tells you something right there.
Yeah.
They don't want him. So if they want a quarterback desperately, but Drake May's not in their plans, J.J. McCarthy is the guy they're going to go after, from what I've read. Now, I could be totally wrong, and I'll have to do a mea culpa, but I can't see them taking Drake May. I can't see that happening. I think the Vikings are the whole key to this whole draft, unless the Giants pull another blunder and do what they're doing here, which is crazy to me. So I didn't want to bore everybody by giving you a lot of different picks and a lot of different things about, you know, who the Steelers are going to take or who the Chiefs are going to take at 32 or whatever. But I just wanted to concentrate on the Giants and the Jets for a little bit, because with that news you gave me too. But look, the Jets are going to be the Jets if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy. The Jets, I predict, were definitely going to make the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely make the playoffs. And they're all in it now. They're not worried about 2-3 years down the line.
If they can bring
an AFC championship, if they can get to that, or if they can get to the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, then they'll be happy for the next, you know, 10 years and win it, that at least we said we were going to do it, and we did it. They'll work on and look at quarterbacks. They might, you know, draft late round, but they're not going to draft one first round.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he'll pout and talk about it like he talks about a lot of different conspiracy theories that he talks about. It would be a disaster for the Jets if they did that.
Yeah.
But if he gets hurt or if they don't, then they'll blow the whole thing up. But they still have a better... If you look at it, Giants-Jets, the Jets have a better roster than the Giants
1,000%.
Do. They got Sauce Gardner on defense. Right away, that's somebody that, you know, you'd look at and go, oh, that's a game changer on defense. You got Aaron Rodgers on offense. You've got Garrett Wilson. You've got playmakers on their team. You just added Mike Williams with them too. Another good receiver. So they have players and they have playmakers on that team. Where the Giants, you look at it and go, What is there? What am I looking at? I got to look at Daboll in the cold with that hat going lower and lower and yelling at people on the sidelines. It's frustration. And then you're going to bring a rookie quarterback into this and Drake May of all people? It would be a disaster. We'll leave it at that, Mike.
Yeah.
And good luck to the Rangers.
Yes.
Tonight. I want to just throw that tonight. In there. Game two. I did a little reverse psychology. I'm picking the Capitals in 7. So that means the Rangers will win it in 4 or 5.
Yeah.
We're going to pick against the Rangers every round, and then they will win the cup.
That's how you think.
And PK Subban I saw today said Rangers.
Yeah.
They're a great team, which is pretty, you know, we don't pretty really obvious. Need to say that, yeah. Pretty obvious. But he sees Stanley Cup in their future. And the future
well, it's
is
clear.
Now.
I won't derail the podcast of that, but it's clear that Panarin has said it. It has been Stanley Cup or bust this season.
That's it.
Just, I have not commented one way or another. I don't like to. I haven't gone online and bashed the Capitals ever since they won the game one near the Rangers. Just like, you know what? I've been there, done that with a ton of teams, seen them make the finals, seen them get bounced in the first round like last year. I'm like, this is. I'm not saying anything.
We got to stay humble, Mike.
Exactly. That's exactly.
You know
it.
When you talk when you're taking Lord Stanley's cup over your
that's
head.
See, that's the only
around.
Time I'm going to say anything positive about this Rangers team is when I'm lifting the cup with them and their celebration. You know.
When you're a Ranger fan, Mike, you always think what's going to happen.
Yep.
You know that's the thing.
That's really how.
Since '94, I'm saying, well, what now? What could be? They won the cup. I got to see them win a cup. So that's, you know, off the bucket list and Messier carrying it around. But when you're a Ranger fan, you learn a lot. It's like being a Jet fan or a Met fan.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You take
I'm
that.
I'm one of those two.
Right. But the Mets have won, like, you know, a World Series in 80, you know. But now, with this Ranger team, it looks like they have their stars. But they've got, it's like what the Giants need.
Yes.
They have their stars, but they've got guys that can come in and just do I got a job to do, I'm going to do it. You need me to play 5 minutes, you need me to play 10 minutes, whatever it is. That's the difference with them. They
seem like a team.
They are a complete team. There's not like, oh man, they're going in. There's no injuries, knock on wood, I don't mean to jinx you. But there's not anybody like, only if we had Panarin, let's say, was, you know, yes. Wasn't, you know, hurt or, you know, God forbid, or cried. Everybody's there, and they're like the common goal, it's one thing, and that was Messier's thing. We're only here to win the cup.
Yeah.
We're not here to win the President's Trophy, best record, get to the, you know, semifinals or whatever. We're paid to win the cup, and that's the kind of attitude the Rangers have this year. Which you brought up, and that's what I hope for your sake, Melissa's sake. Now, thanks for taking to the Ranger game,
yeah.
And for Zach too, because and even Steven, he's going to. Has Steven been to a Ranger game?
Yeah,
he right.
Me and
so
him went to two or three, I believe.
Yeah, so that's good. So all you guys are that's one sport you all guys get along with and have that same common bond with. And see, the Knicks are doing well, Mike too. They're 2-0 against Philly. So it's all like he's talked about. OJ, Earthquake, Knicks,
yes,
Stanley Cup.
Knicks made the finals that year. The Rangers won the Cup, right?
Right.
So it's like, I'm hoping for every... I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm hoping for that.
Hey, let's
MSG.
Go. We got OJ, Earthquake, Knicks,
the Eclipse.
Stanley Cup, the Eclipse.
Yes,
there's
so many.
The planets are aligned, Mike, for it. So thanks for tuning in, Mike. Thanks for staying and doing this with me. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you.